Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're also knocking on the door of the college football season, and this being the offseason of college football, the anticipation level starts to rise. If you're new to Atlanta, there's a reason the College Football Hall of Fame moved from South Bend, Indiana, and I understand why they put it in South Bend, what they were trying to do in terms of making it, because of Notre Dame, making it the place to go. And they moved it to Atlanta. Atlanta's a bigger city with a lot more foot traffic.
And it's the heartbeat of college football.
Bingo, that's the real reason. This is the biggest, most powerful college football city in the country, and college football in this town is ginormous. So if you're from New York and you don't get into college football, welcome south, because we get into it something serious. That's why we talk about it all. Why are you guys talking college football in May? Because it's what we do. The lists that come out in the offseason always intrigue me. One of the lists that's out here is talking about, Hugh, which new, brand new, spanking new college football coach is most likely to succeed in this season, all right? There are 27 in Division One. All right? This list says that Dana Horgelson at Houston.
Dana Horgelson?
Yeah. Now Dana Horgelson's got...
He was at Virginia, right?
West Virginia. Now, yeah. Dana Holgorsen got a lot of talent at Houston, and so they're in the AAC.
Did he cut that hair? Did he cut his hair yet?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, because I just remember him. He just looks creepy, just a little bit. Good coach, but just, you know, he probably needs to cut his hair down a little bit.
Then they say number two is Hugh Freeze at Liberty. Now, Liberty's got a good program, and Hugh Freeze is back coaching, mm-hmm. which is interesting. Look, nobody said that Hugh Freeze couldn't coach when he was at Ole Miss. They said that Hugh Freeze had, well, other issues, right?
Well, you know, the whole
stripper hooker thing.
Well, that and, you know, the whole recruiting violations thing. Well, that's a part of the stripper hooker thing. Part of recruiting violations situation.
Yeah, that thing that didn't go over
got
so
out
well.
Of hand.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that he had, you know, so many players who, you know, outside of the stripper hooker thing down in Florida at the hotel with the receipts and all that kind of stuff, you know, whether it was, you know, NKM DJ jumping out of a hotel room or somebody putting a mask on their faces and inhaling, you know, the marijuana on video the day before the draft or something like that. Man, Ole Miss was going through it too.
Yeah, I know. Tough time.
But nobody said you couldn't coach. But number three of all of them, I'm stretching the point here. Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech is listed as number three in the top 10. And I'll just do this kind of quickly here. There are other names. Scott Satterfield at Louisville. I think it's going to take him a while. I think he's a very good coach. Manny Diaz at Miami's in the top 10. Mack Brown at North Carolina's in the top 10. I'm not seeing that, but okay. And Ryan Day at Ohio State, just because he's got a loaded team. I would have put Ryan Day.
He got a lot of athletes at Ohio State.
I would have put Ryan Day at the top of this list. He's already been a head coach for at least three games. He's staying on the program. I hardly consider him to be new, and he's got a ton of talent.
And not only that, John, from what I've heard from friends of mine that go to Ohio State, the kids like him because he's more personable.
Well, yeah, Urban Meyer personable.
Yeah, they said that was a knock on Urban Meyer. Good coach, but was a little, like, the word that was used was a little awkward, a little different. But as far as Coach Collins is concerned, mm-hmm. I will say this. Had a chance to go to Georgia Tech's
spring game.
Spring, yeah, I was about to say home game. Thank you, John Friggy, for that. But went to the spring game, and I will say this. This is like the third one that I've been to since I've been here in Atlanta. The energy was totally different. You could see the atmosphere was different. The fans were into it. A lot of fans in the stands. The music was upbeat. The kids were upbeat. I think they're going to be an exciting team. Now, the thing that concerns me is the size of the offensive line. That is something that you go into the season with that line, and they're not really used to pass protecting like other teams are. That might be an issue. But I do like the energy that they displayed on the field. I do like the young guys. I like the coaching staff. Marco Coleman, old teammate of mine, had the defensive line pumped. And they were out there. They were having fun. I think that's going to bode well for them. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough season, though, no question about it, because you're asking a bunch of a smaller offensive linemen to go out and try to pass protect against guys who most teams' defensive linemen look about the same size or bigger than their offensive line. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But I think Coach Collins knows that, and he's going to do everything in his power to try to keep the defenses that he's playing against off balance, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be a lot of rollout plays. It's going to probably be a lot of quick hitches and stuff like that. It's going to have to be one of those offenses where initially in the beginning, it's going to have to be a quick hit offense. It's going to have to be because, like, when you talk about the size matchups between the teams that you're going to be going against, you're probably going to be at a great disadvantage offensively every game. And they're going to have to rely heavily, in my mind, on that defense to be stellar and create turnovers and even score points in some situations.
All right, so there are two things with Jeff Collins that I think when we talk about whether Jeff Collins is going to succeed as the head coach of Georgia Tech. The first thing is success in year one. What is your expectation level if you're a Jacket? And the other is long-term success for Jeff Collins. Understand that I know that you, as a Georgia Tech fan, know that you can get in under Georgia's skin and beat them just when they don't think that they can be, you know, you do that. I get it. But your schedule this year is bookended with a trip to Clemson on opening day. You got to play the defending national champions, Trevor Lawrence. Nobody is picking you to win that game, not even you. And then you have to play Georgia, you know, at the season end. And so if you lose both of those games, and look, odds are you probably will. I'm not saying you can't win both, but odds are you're probably going to lose both. That means you got to find 6 wins in the next 10. You may be able to do that. But to me, this year, Hugh, if you can get to 6-6 and go to a minor bowl, I consider that to be a big success.
Yeah, I think that they're going to surprise a lot of people. I'm not just going to say that first game of the season for them, Clemson, it's going to be tough. Not going to sit here and sugarcoat that one. That's going to be a tough one. And it might not go well for you, but I will go into that game, and if I'm Coach Collins, knowing I want to see where my players are, who's going to step up to the plate. That's mm-hmm. going to be a tough one. I don't see Georgia Tech going out there laying down. I think they're going to put up a pretty good fight.
Yeah,
and don't see them winning. And not see them winning.
Then there's part two, which is long term. I think Jeff Collins will do very well at Georgia Tech. Step back for a second. Why is Georgia Georgia has to get over the hump, but they got to win a national title. But one of the reasons that Georgia does so well is because look at the talent. We've talked about it high school wise in the greater metropolitan, in the state of Georgia, but just in the greater metropolitan area of Atlanta, the 23 counties or whatever it is. You look at the players that they produce. Look at the quarterbacks right now. The starting quarterback at Georgia, the starting quarterback at Clemson, the starting quarterback at Ohio State, all Heisman candidates, all from here. Right? And player after player after player. So if you can get the best players from Atlanta, you're going to be Georgia. If you can get kind of like a next tier of players, you could turn into Kennesaw State really fast. I mean, Kennesaw State went from a nothing program to a national powerhouse in 1AA in 2 years.
I don't think it'll take that long.
And so what's happened with Georgia State and Georgia Tech in the meantime? Well, Georgia State now gets a big advantage. The news yesterday that they're moving the high school championship games from Mercedes-Benz Stadium to Georgia State Stadium, I think is a very big thing for the Georgia State program.
Yeah.
To get those kids into your stadium.
You're not the only one, because now you get a chance to recruit those kids. You get a chance to see those kids firsthand at your place and let them see your facilities, the facilities that you're building out there.
Yep.
And you can get a chance to woo those young men.
That's what I'm thinking. And if you're Jeff Collins and you know you went out and you started to get some of the best players, Jordan Yates from Milton, Jabias Brown from Rome, I mean, really good young players, you're going to hone in and do something that, and this isn't a knock against Paul Johnson, it's just a fact. Because I have a lot of respect for what Coach Johnson was able to do at Georgia Tech, and I like him as a man. I think he's a very good coach. He obviously did extremely well in his career. But because of the nature of his offense, he had to go find guys that fit his offense, which means he couldn't just lock in on the Atlanta area and bring in an athlete after athlete. I mean, he recruited some very good kids from the Atlanta area, very good players, but he wasn't able to kind of like make it a priority because he had to find those guys that would fit mm-hmm. those roles that he had, especially on offense. Jeff Collins didn't have that worry. He can go into the Atlanta market with the great quarterbacks, the great running backs, the great wide receivers, great offensive linemen. He can go into this market and just fish as hard as he can.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing that a lot of Georgia Tech fans and alumni pointed out to me is that they hate when people say, well, you know, it's too hard to get into Georgia Tech and all this other stuff. So I think he's going to try to change that culture as far as what people think it takes to get into Georgia Tech. They're going to go out and get some ballers. And he's made that clear. The people that I talked to when I was there made that clear. I think this is going to be a new era for Georgia Tech, and it starts now, and it's going to be exciting. I think it's probably going to be a little tough, but you have to look at this Georgia Tech team moving forward with a different eye. You're going to have to look at, I'm thinking, how well the defense is going to play. Because I feel like, John, that this defense is going to be the thing that keeps you in a lot of these games. Mm-hmm. I really feel that way. And this offense is something that's going to evolve. It's going to take a little bit of time for the offense to evolve and be what you, exactly what you want it to be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.